with the Leisure Man, the Leisure Man, the Leisure Man, the Leisure Man, the Leisure Man. Welcome to the Leisure Man Podcast on NBC Sports. I'm Paul Pabst. He's Andrew Perloff. Perloff, this is your time of year.
Yeah.
Set the scene. Media Center, prime time, middle of the week, Atlanta, Georgia, surrounded by all the big wigs and the NFL media coverage. You're strolling the place like you own it. Set the scene.
So we are here at the NBC Sports Radio setup, and I got to tell you, there is a buzz here like I haven't seen
it. When we walked in?
Oh, but especially at this table right here. Yeah. It is electric, cackling.
It does feel like the room kind of stopped when we started doing our podcast.
Yeah.
Like when, you know, Michael Jordan walks into a gym, everyone just puts the ball down and says, let's watch.
Yeah. Well, actually, let's be totally honest here. So we're in Atlanta. This is like a legit convention center.
Yes.
And last year we were in this crammed little mall.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
yep. An NBC Sports.
Anthony, our engineer, just almost dropped the NBC Sports banner on us.
So this room is huge, and there's no one in here right now. So it does feel like the Super Bowl hasn't totally started. But
it's still early-ish in the week.
Now, very early.
For those who've never been to the Super Bowl, it ramps up hard on Wednesday with guests coming to parties, medias, everyone's kind of here. And so, calm before the storm, let's talk about the ancillary things of the Super Bowl. Atlanta, you and I have been to Atlanta once together and went to Fox Brothers Barbecue. It's kind of the one seed down here for eating. We went there. It was great. Atlanta's not really known for anything specific as a food town. It's kind of a mishmash of Southern food, little barbecue, fried chicken. And it's not a one-thing town. I think it's a tough town, not a bad town, a tough town to know where to eat.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of fine dining here. Chefs move here from New York.
A lot of steakhouses.
Yeah, so, you know, I live down here. We've never talked about this.
I worked at CNN.
6 months. I was an intern in college at CNN. So I basically did shot sheets I missed Dan Patrick, but I had Fred Hickman. I had a dream team. Fred Hickman, Nick Charles, Hannah Storm. I was producing that. I was like, you know, what do you call that when you're basically watching games and gaming notes?
You're a production assistant. You're a highlight editor.
But remember, do you remember that CNN? Because I know you were an ESPN guy, but did you ever watch both?
A lot. I remember, I think it was towards late my college career, maybe right after college when CNN SI came about.
Yeah.
And it was Nick Charles and Vince Cellini.
Vince Cellini was the best. But it's interesting because you asked, what is Atlanta known for? I tell you, CNN building is the most famous building here. In the early 90s, CNN came on the scene, like, to find the cable. Now it's one of many things, but it really is a big part of this town.
And if you remember back in the day, some people remember this, you know, Dan Patrick and the guys at SportsCenter were entrenched, but then you had these upstarts, Vince Cellini, Fred Hickman, Nick Charles, and Vanner O'Wright was like the young guy. Vanner O'Wright was the answer to Craig Kilborn over at CNN. And he'd be like, Vanner O'Wright with the coal up the wall. Da-da-da. You know, like he had this.
He had his 15 minutes of fame. He was as big as Keith and Dan like 3 years before.
Van Earl, he had a nice following. And a lot of people, I think, switched over to him for a little bit. SportsCenter held on to their title. But there, like you said, there was a shift for a while.
Yeah. So it's funny. I got here, I think, in 92. Dan Patrick left in 91. Gary Miller left in 91. It was a feeder system. Can we be really shallow here?
Sure.
Hannah Storm walked into the room. She was like a young Hannah Storm, really kind of owned that room. And then she met her husband, Dan Hicks, which is, I mean, that was her choice to marry him, not me. I guess, you know.
You had your shot. You had your window.
Yeah. But you're right about the food town. I would go to Wendy's. I'd work. Have you ever had that job where you worked from 7 p.m. to 3 a.m.?
Oh, sure. I did the overnight shift at CBS News. And I'd work either from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. or sometimes 1 a.m. till 9 a.m. was the worst one.
That's brutal. So I had an overnight shift, so I would log the late NBA games. But in Atlanta, you're right, it was back the early 90s. Atlanta was like Wendy's, work all night. So it's not a glamorous city to me.
You know, we've never done this before. Let's take a minute while we're talking food. If there is a situation where you're stranded on a desert island and the only thing to eat for the rest of your life, and you could pick one fast food restaurant. You get everything on their menu, but that's it for the rest of your
life. Just fast food. That's all you get.
A fast food chain. And I'm going to be a stickler here. I'm not going to let you go too far deep off the board.
Wow.
Like, I'm not even going to let you get a Shake Shack in.
Oh, that would have been so good.
I know, but they're too niche. They're a little too small. I'm talking the oldies, the Wendy's, the Burger King's, et cetera, Taco Bell. I know my pick, but I'm going to hold it because I want to.
Oh, Taco Bell's an option? Oh, I'd go Taco Bell.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah, I'd almost. You have no idea about. I used to eat Taco Bell when I was young and in the sports industry, I used to eat it pretty much every meal. Yeah.
Low cost, high calorie.
You know, when we were younger, we didn't have like Qdoba and like
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Actual food.
Yeah, like Chipotle would have been too expensive anyway. So you don't like fast food, though?
I think my window of fast food is over. I've never been a McDonald's guy ever. I think my number one draft pick might be Arby's.
What?
Arby's chicken sandwiches are fantastic.
Wait, what?
A lot of different sandwiches.
First of all, who goes to Arby's and doesn't order roast beef? That's the first question. They have a chicken sandwich?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, what about White Castle?
You're basically having a stomachache for the next 50 years on
the
desert island.
Now, Taco Bell, you never did the Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, I would say from age 19 to 22, Taco Bell was half my intake.
So, Leisureman tip. A friend of mine who's a doctor said, never eat from a buffet at a deli. Go to a fast food restaurant, because at McDonald's, for example, churns through the food so fast that they don't have time. They're generally considered clean food by doctors.
So you had a doctor recommend McDonald's as a dietary choice.
He said, don't go to a buffet because it's been sitting there. He said they move through products so fast at those fast food restaurants, they don't have time to get bad stuff in there.
That makes
sense.
And
by the way, I couldn't force you to go to McDonald's. I love when Big Cat and PFT come on the show. We ask them what their restaurant, and they're like, yeah, we're Chili's, Applebee's.
Yeah, if there's a Chili's, we're there.
That's a bit, right?
Have you seen those guys?
Yeah.
I don't think Big Cat's going to Qdoba or whatever.
By the way, we've seen them a lot this week. Well, I don't know if we'll discuss that yet.
Media night was Monday night. It's basically where they have both teams availability to all the media. Thousands of media members are there.
One second. I just went, hey, Baselli is soft. Wait, what?
Uh-oh. There goes future Hall of
Famer. Oh, no.
Future Hall of Famer Tony Baselli, former Jaguar Pro Bowler, just walked by. He looks like the guy you would not fight at a bar. Like if he's at a bar, you're like, that's the last guy I'm fighting.
He in person is terrifying. Paul, are you okay? We're jumping all over the place, but you keep complaining about your shoulder.
We had Tony Baselli, the Jaguars all-pro tackle and student on the Dan Patrick Show on Monday, and I did this thing where I tried to rush him. He kind of pinched my shoulders like a kind of a crab claw, and they hurt a lot.
I'd say he put in about 8% effort on that, too.
Yeah, and then he pushed me down like a spring, and I just went to the ground and collapsed, and I think my C4 and C5 vertebrae are in question, and my shoulders are jacked up.
Oh, definitely.
It's a great moment in my life, though.
No, you're definitely injured. You know, the video didn't really show. If you look at it on one of our Twitter feeds, at Andrew Perloff, at Paul Papps, it doesn't – you were like an infant playing with a parent. But the video, you look almost the same like species as him. In person, it wasn't like that.
No, I look like again, if any of you have children out there that are between the ages of 5 and 10, and you do the thing where they run at you and you hold their head.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Tony Baselli is doing to me. And I'm probably 6'1", 185. I'm not small. I'm definitely not big, but I'm not small. But I'm, you know, a combination of old, unathletic, and
no,
soft.
No. Because even a young Paul Papps would not have stood a chance.
That's true.
This
good
man.
Point.
Not even close.
Good point.
Not even close.
All right, let's get into media night. As we're walking to media night, PFT from Pardon My Take with the Big Cat, we see him kind of stand there a little confused, a little lost, and he's outside the media center, and he is dressed in civilian clothes, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, he's wearing a nice gray suit.
He's not dressed in his PFT character outfit from Barstool.
Yeah, he's dressed as, can we say
him.
His real name?
No, I don't think we should. I thought that was, I thought that was a, pardon my language, dick move by Deadspin.
Yeah, but he uses a lot now. That's the only thing.
Yeah, but Deadspin, that really bothered me that Deadspin blew the bit. The one thing about Deadspin and all these places around here, I know they wanted to take their shot back at Barstool, and they have a back and forth. But by doing the whole expose about PFT and his real background, his real name, and what he looks like, we're in the entertainment business, and his character, PFT, is a bit. You never blow someone's bit. You never blow someone's bit in this industry. Sports, media, comedy, whatever you do, you don't blow someone's bit. If you know, Pee Wee Herman back in the day, no one should tell who he really is and show a picture. There's a bit. There's a, what do they call it? Disbelief?
Right, but are you sure PFT didn't secretly want his real name out there?
Maybe. I don't know.
Not secretly, but I got to tell you, he handled it really well. He didn't really seem to get upset at all.
No.
Remember we saw him not far long afterwards? We saw him at the All-Star game last year. It was right afterwards. And I asked him, I'm like, did it upset you? He's like, yeah, it upset me a little bit, but like, he's like, there's nothing they can do to hurt me.
That's true.
I got to give him a lot of credit for
the guy's role. So he was trying to sneak into media night, and we're walking in. He goes, hey, guys, I'm just going to tag along behind you. And he walked behind us, and I think he wanted to see the lay of the land, the level of security, and he breezed right in, stayed for about an hour and a half, then he interviewed some people and got the boot.
Yeah, he sure did. That's what we heard. But God bless that guy.
God bless him. All right, we got a couple of interviews at Media Night. The first one we talked to, and this is a guy we talked to a couple of years ago when he was a newbie, a rookie with the Patriots. He's the Patriots center, David Andrews. Now, he's an entrenched member of their offensive line. A couple of years ago, he was a rookie out of out of Georgia. And
now he's a key cog in the Super Bowl machine that is the Patriots.
He used to be amongst the guys that didn't have a podium. Now he's got a podium. So talk to him a little bit. Talk to him a little bit about food, a little bit about not really much about anything but food. Here's David Andrews, the center for the Patriots.
Hey, David, Paul Papps for the Dan Patrick Show. I interviewed you 2 years ago at the Houston Super Bowl when you were walking around. Now you're podium worthy. When did you find out you got a podium?
Oh, man, I had one last year, and that was pretty different. And they told me today I was going to have another one, so it's nice. At least you get to sit down and take a load off.
Now, when we talked last time, we talked Houston Barbecue. I saw you later that day down at Killens down there. You guys cleaned out Killens. I'm in Georgia for a week. Where do I have to get barbecue?
Fox Brothers Barbecue.
Anything special on the menu I have to get?
Man, I like it all. Their brisket burger is pretty good.
What's your pregame meal on a Super Bowl Sunday? Do you know it yet?
I'll wake up and have a breakfast, and then probably some pasta that afternoon, and then I always like to have some type of smoothie shake, on the way to the stadium. So I'll stay in that routine.
Good luck, man. Good seeing you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's that kind of hard-hitting journalism that you get here on the Leishman.
Oh, as always, as you expect. What do journalists get as awards? Pulitzers?
Pulitzer, yeah. That's basically asking him his pregame meal for Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
He didn't get asked that by anybody else.
That's weird. He seems to like to eat, too.
Yeah.
Paulie, you know I have some car issues. Remember I blew out my tires? So I replaced the tires, but I need a little sensor that reads the tire pressure.
And I bet you have a place we can go to get that.
Yes, O'Reilly Auto Parts. You're guaranteed to get the everyday low price on the parts you need. O'Reilly Auto Parts will match any local auto parts store price on any like item. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Now I got to get down there, and I need to get that going. Because I tell you, in the winter, that's a big issue.
And you need help, and they'll help you out.
Oh, and thank God they know what they're doing, because I do not. O'Reilly Auto Parts, you got to check it out.
The best. All right, the next interview we did was we ran into the Patriots punter, Ryan Allen, who does not get a lot of airtime because they don't punt a ton.
They're not a big punting team.
That's not the focal point of their offense.
No.
It's like, remember Marquette King was a star with Raiders because they punted all the time.
Old school Reggie Roby. Remember Vince Coleman's brother was a kicker for the Dolphins?
Yeah, he wore a wristwatch during the games.
Yeah, there were a lot of – I love talking famous punters. Now, I would not put Ryan Allen in that list.
Well, Ryan Allen, I think, has star written all over him. We met him, and you're going to hear from him in a second. But he's kind of like a Pat McAfee for the Colts 15 years ago. A little bit of a bro. Got a little Gronk mixed in, but he's bright. He's quick on the uptake. And so we talked to him a little bit about who between you and I looks like a punter. What's the policy on fake punts? Here's the punter from the Patriots, Ryan Allen.
Joined now by Ryan Allen, the punter for the Patriots. Which would you prefer, a 50-yard punt that gets down at the one-yard line as your Super Bowl highlight, or making a tackle that prevents a punt return touchdown as your Super Bowl highlight? You can only pick one.
Is it game-saving tackle?
I'm going to give you game-saving tackle.
Okay, I'm going game-saving tackle, bro. I don't know.
The tackle, it hasn't been done before.
That would be pretty sweet, too, if it was like crunch time, zero on the clock. It'd be pretty cool.
How many career tackles do you have at this juncture?
I honestly don't know. I think I have a couple assisted here and there.
Do you have a policy? Are you told to go low, go high? Are you told just to get them out of bounds? Do they teach you what to do?
I would say most of the time. Okay, so the guy's carrying the ball in the NFL. I mean, most people know this, but they're like one of the most athletic people on that team most of the time, or especially
with you appear athletic though.
I try. I am athletic. Yeah. But when you start talking about how athletic, when you're sized up to the rest of these guys, you got to be honest with yourself. And your boy doesn't run a 4.2, 4.3, 4, not even a 4.6 probably, but that's all right. It's all about angle. So if you get to that spot and you slow them down, I think that's the coaching tip. You got to slow them down and make them go a different way.
I know you can't give it to me, but is there a signal from the sidelines from the special teams coach that means fake punt? And are you just dying for it?
Oh God, no. You got to be locked in.
Oh, there's no audible?
Oh, no. You got to be locked into what you're doing. You can't be looking at the sideline as the clock's going down. That'd be a recipe for disaster.
Good luck on Sunday.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So I felt kind of dumb there because I said, hey, do you have an audible if there's going to be a fake punt. I like, can the special teams coach signal in from the sideline? Because, dude, I'm focused on the center and the, not going off sides. I'm not looking for signals from the sideline. Yeah, I don't know much about punting.
Can we trust him? Like, he knows that the Rams are tuned into the Leisureman podcast.
A true patriot, he is.
Yeah, yeah. He doesn't want to give up any advantage.
Yeah.
What was your overall impression of this year, by the way, of media night compared to the past few? You know, we've gone to a bunch in a row.
It was packed house. It was not a lot of silliness.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because, like, Dave Andrews was at a podium. For the most part, all the podiums stayed full the whole time. Back in the day, like, they'd be sitting there for 20 minutes with no one to talk to. Like, I was waiting to talk to Brian Hoyer, backup for the Patriots. It was an impossible situation.
I was trying to get Joe Thuney, the offensive guard number 62.
Joe Thuney.
He had eight guys deep.
I mean, I would think, like, Joe Thuney would come to our house for a barbecue if we wanted to. Yeah. It's like,
we didn't talk to our guy. I mean, this guy is a first-team all-Leisureman. Sean Mannion, he is the backup quarterback of the L.A. Rams.
Yeah.
He does not get a lot of publicity because Jared Goff has stayed upright.
Yes.
But it's got to be weird because we ran into Mannion, who did the taco tour with the Leisureman back in California last year, and he's Jared Goff's backup. You know, he doesn't want Jared Goff to get injured because that hurts his chances of getting a Super Bowl ring. But he also wants to play in a Super Bowl. That's got to be a very weird position mentally.
Yeah. I didn't get the sense from him that he was, like, eager to see Jared Goff. Like, I guess a backup quarterback would never
doesn't
want
to play in a Super Bowl? That's a natural function.
Yeah. Now, has that happened? I know Terry Bradshaw got knocked out against the Cowboys in a game the Steelers won. He got a concussion. But generally, and I know Hassler, has there been a recent thing where a backup
quarterback? Has there been a backup that came in mid-game?
Yeah, the Steelers is it. And that was, I think, Cliff Stout came in.
Someone can remind us of this.
Yeah, so we probably have much. Oh, and did the Dolphins use two quarterbacks in a game? But that was different. That was Don Strock and Woodley.
David Woodley.
God, we need a research. Where's our research department? Is there a research department?
There's a couple guys from Westwood over there that could probably help us out.
Yeah.
All right, a couple other topics. Super Bowl Sunday, we're just a few days away. I've talked about the issues with having a party, not having
a party. What's the status?
I'm doing my best. I'm on Zero Dark 30. I'm keeping things real quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm having me, my wife, my two children, who will probably not watch the game in any way. They'll go play on their iPads, and my wife will probably, like, go to the gym.
This sounds like you're avoiding the problem.
No.
You think you're going Zero Dark 30, but back at home, plans are being made. I know your family all too well.
You think my wife's inviting my brother?
Oh, I would be very careful. I would be very, very careful.
You're bumming me out.
Yeah, yeah. What's that expression? When the cat's away, the mice will play?
Yeah.
I mean, usually that's something more scandalous. But for you, the worst thing would be if the wife was inviting her brothers.
Oh, this is brutal. Because, I mean, you know, my brother-in-laws are nice guys, real nice guys.
Yeah.
They know nothing about sports.
No, they really don't.
They're going to spend the 4 hours of the Super Bowl going, so Jared Goff, where do you play college? I'm like, oh, I just want to watch. There's like 30 seconds between plays. And you can't tell Jared Goff's life story in that play clock.
Yeah, no, it's terrible. You want to focus. You want to be alone. I am all set up in that regard.
What's your status?
So it's just me and the family. The daughters don't care, don't want to watch. The wife might tune in for halftime, although she thinks Maroon 5 is super lame.
Yep.
So I basically have the TV to myself. Nothing. Maybe a 7-layer dip that I'll do for myself. That's how sad it is.
A couple years ago, my wife made me my own 7-layer dip, and I got about 1/3 of the way through it, and I thought I was going to collapse.
Yeah, I'd like to get the electrical heart shockers out.
Yeah, I keep those on hand.
Are you going to do a chili this year? What's the chili status?
Good question. Hadn't planned it because I do have to prepare, get loose, because I have the West Wardsboro chili cook-off in just three short weeks.
Trying something different this year? Hey, you know what I did? I did a ground pork recently.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah,
pork and chili.
So much flavor. Oh.
And texture as well.
Yeah, I had to go to Whole Foods to get it.
Sure.
I've been taking this seriously. So I'm thinking of doing a 3-meat chili for Super Bowl.
Whoa.
You know, we should really just get together. Why don't you just come down to my house so you can avoid everybody?
Your house? Yeah, I'd like to go to the house.
A bit of a haul.
Yeah.
I got to admit, your
house. Can we just have a running commentary?
Sure. Which we probably will anyway.
Yeah. So chili, I would say a big Leisureman tip is don't just go ground beef with chili. Don't just go steak. I like to mix in hot sausage. Because that gives it a natural, not too spicy of a kick.
Yeah. Well, you're a wild man.
All right, the Leisureman on NBC Sports Radio is brought to you by Guinness. Get some Guinness for your holiday party, as always, but get some Guinness for Super Bowl Sunday. Hide the real good Guinness in the back of the fridge for you. Keep a few out front, but save some for later, because you don't want the people at your holiday party or your whatever party you're having, your Super Bowl party, to run through all your Guinness. That would be terrible. If you finish a night, people are leaving, and you got none left. So go get some Guinness for your Super Bowl party and get it going. Perloff, let's get to the picks.
So, I was thinking about this. We haven't talked a lot. In August, we did picks. I picked the Patriots to beat the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So
you're feeling good.
Feeling good. And there's word on the street is, and I don't even remember this, that in March, I picked the Rams to win the Super Bowl on the Dan Patrick Show.
Do you think you could find the audio?
It was March 9th. I haven't been able to find it yet. But apparently, I have both Super Bowl teams. If you pick enough teams, then you're guaranteed to get it. But I did think the Patriots were coming back this year. And you know why? Because the AFC was so weak. And it proved to be true. It's not even a great Patriots team. But I have a strong feeling on this game.
So if you could find the audio of that, you have audio of you picking both Super Bowl teams.
Yes. Uh-oh.
That's our boss, Jack Silver, knocking more stuff down on the radio set.
Don't worry about me, guys.
Oh, my gosh. It is utterly professional here. So, So you ready to do the picks right now?
Game picks. I want, what do you think? How do you think the game's going to play? And I'll say, let's do a little, because we know as much as anybody or as little as anybody, yeah, depending on the day.
I haven't liked the Super Bowl this much in probably 5 years.
I know where you're going.
I think this is the Patriots game. I think they will figure out the Rams. They will outcoach them.
Do you think they're going to win handily?
They never seem to win handily, but I think they win by, usually every game, every Super Bowl they've had has been within a touchdown. Last year was the biggest margin, 8 points. I think they win this year by 8 points, same margin they lost last year.
Your pick is pretty close to my pick. We got to smile for the picture.
Oh, boy. Our boss, Jack Silver, here is...
Don't mind me.
Yeah. He's knocked this huge NBC Sports Radio flag onto our head 6 times now.
I think this is going to be the complete opposite of the Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl with the Patriots. I think the Patriots are going to be up 14-6.5, somewhere in that neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And that the Rams are going to get jumpy and throw a ton.
Yes.
And that's not going to be good. Even though, by the way, Robert Woods is really underrated on the Rams. Sidebar. I just think I would give the Patriots a 5.5 if I were given someone points.
Okay. I like it. So basically, if you're listening to this, do you want to run out right now and put money on the Rams? Because we just both picked the Patriots.
We both picked with a big line.
That's the kind of the way the Super Bowl has been lately. It's been really unpredictable. By the way, did you notice 95%? I saw this story. 95% of the money bet on the game has been illegal.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Only 5% of bets have been legal. Think about it. It really is not that easy to place a legal bet. So why on earth would you do it?
And you could avoid taxes, I guess.
Yeah, you could avoid taxes. So the sports betting phenomenon has been sort of a slow burn.
Okay, finish this. If the Rams win, what's the fallout if a Rams win? Start with the Rams.
Sean McVay's a genius.
Yep, officially.
Jared Goff's elite.
Good.
Aaron Donald's an all-time talent.
Aaron Donald is the best defensive lineman of his generation, maybe, if he has a good game.
Yeah, probably passes Watt. I mean, Watt's obviously in that
Watt had that little down period with the back and knee.
Yeah, I think 3-time defense player of the year. What any other storylines that would come out of that?
Tom Brady's career takes a hit. Not a massive blow.
It takes a nick.
Would he be 5-4?
Yeah.
Again, it's like being in the NCAA finals every year by being 5-4. That means you're the best basketball team of your generation.
Yeah, but nobody gives LeBron a hard time for losing those finals to the Warriors, do they?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
That's all they do.
Nobody ever thought any of those Cleveland teams that beat the easy East were. I mean, they've never. I can't remember anyone who thought they were going to win one of those.
Watch any first take, first whatever show, and when they bring up Michael Jordan 6-for-6 and LeBron James is flirting with 500, that's the first go-to rip LeBron.
No, get at nobody.
I don't think it's right.
Have you ever heard anyone who thought he was going to win any of those series? Even the one he won was like pure blind luck.
You're the best player in the game. You should drag your team.
Oh, my God. It was the Cavs. You know how I feel about this. The Cavs are only there because the East is so unbelievably weak.
Yeah, the easy route.
Patriots are only here because they play the AFC East. The Colts only made the playoffs 14 years in a row because they play the AFC South. It's all situational, dude.
All right. Sneaky MVP off the take. I'll take away the top four. I'm taking away the quarterbacks. I'll have anybody but not any non-quarterback MVP.
Well, the Patriots running backs, because you never know which one's going to hit you. Michelle, Burkhead, or James White. One of those three.
James White.
Burkhead was picking up a lot of speed in the AFC title game. But how do you know it's not going to be a Sony Michelle game? They might do that.
Especially if they get a big lead.
He's gone over 100 a lot. Rams, my sneaky MVPs.
Did you pick your MVP yet?
Oh, you have to pick one?
One.
I'll go off the board with Sony Michel.
Oh, thank you.
It could be a hit or miss.
My pick is still on the board. I'm going to go, this is Julian Edelman's time to get the spotlight.
That's obvious.
It feels like.
You said not obvious.
I said not quarterback.
The reason you said not quarterback is because you want to pick Edelman.
Yes.
But Edelman's like fourth in the odds.
Right.
So that's too obvious.
Oh.
You got to go next level. It's a Patriots, too. They never do the predictable.
Gronk, walk off.
That's a dark horse.
Dunzo.
That's a dark horse. Do you think he can muster together enough?
By the way, my favorite moment so far.
It won't be Edelman, by the way, because he just dominated the title game.
He's going to have he'll have 12 catches for 77 yards.
12 catches? If he comes away with 77 yards.
Oh, that's a classic Edelman game.
Is that good?
No, but he'll have one play that, like, I can't believe he caught it. By the way, my favorite moment of Super Bowl week so far has been Gronkowski at media night, and he's getting a bunch of questions. And this kid from a college radio station was asking him questions. And Gronk goes, what school are you from? And he goes, I'm from Georgia State. He's cool. He goes, what are you guys doing tonight? He goes, oh, we're going back to our party. He goes, you want to come? He goes, dude, I'd love to, but I got curfew. And he felt like Gronk really meant it. Like, he would love to be back at, like, Georgia State University in the frat house instead of on the biggest stage in the world playing the Super Bowl.
Felt like Gronk really meant it? We're talking about Gronk, right?
Like, if he could trade places for one day. And that brings us back to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. We had Rob Gronkowski on the Dan Patrick Show. He had the broken arm. He's in studio. Dan's talking about being the new responsible Gronk. He goes, this is new responsible Gronk. That night, he was doing beer bongs at a kegger at a frat house at LSU.
Yeah, the responsible Gronk. Yeah, right. I can't wait to see what he's like if he does retire. What if the Rams win? Who's your MVP?
I'm going to go real, real sneaky Robert Woods because I think he's going to have like 13 catches.
Okay.
That's real sneaky, I think.
Is it that sneaky, Bill?
Wow, dude. You're just.
Wait, where would you put him on the list of? It's got to be Goff's number one.
Gurley, two. I bet C.J. Anderson
Gurley,
is
you
above
think is two anymore?
Robert.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald's up high.
Aaron Donald's high. Then you get a Woods.
Tlaib could be up high because.
I think Woods is now the number one and Cook's number two on that team, right?
Damn.
I don't know. I'm just curious. Like.
I was going to go Tlaib because if Tlaib got like a pick
that's
six,
a great one. That's a guy who could have a big Super Bowl. But you're right, though. It's probably Woods or C.J. Anderson. But what do you think of Gurley? You think he'll play?
I don't understand it. No one's talking about it. Not really. They're kind of lightly talking about it. But the Rams, if he's got a problem that we don't know about that needs surgery, they're doing a damn good job keeping it quiet.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's obviously got a knee problem.
I'll bet he's getting surgery a week and a half
from now.
He'll
definitely get cut on. Do you see him? Yeah, he just doesn't have that base underneath him. What's a real dark horse? Gerald Everett, the
Michael Brockers.
Oh, Josh Reynolds. That guy like come out of nowhere and catch a long pass.
Patrick Chung.
See, I don't think Brockers in the interior can get enough. Yeah, I like Patrick. Now Patrick Chung's been in like 100 Super Bowls. He's never done anything. How about one of the McCourties?
How about you get both McCourties?
You got both McCourties. I heard one of them. I read today one of them might retire after this game.
Who would know the difference?
I have no idea. Are they that old that they can retire?
I don't know. I thought they're Rutgers, right?
Yeah.
I think we're running out of energy.
Yeah, I guess they've been around a while. We're debating the McCourty brothers' future.
Yeah, I think
it's time
to wrap it.
Wait. Let's see. What's our official pick here? I'm so confused. I got the Patriots by 8.
I got Patriots by 5.5.
And your official, you're going to go Edelman for MVP.
Edelman, Robert Woods.
Okay. I'm going to go Goff or Brady.
Good. Yeah, man, you baited me there. All right, thanks for listening to Leisure and Podcast. Download, subscribe. Listen every week. It'll come down on NBC Sports Radio's podcast network. Thanks a lot, and we'll be back next week.
Go Patriots / Rams.
And we're done.